And now, a sports update with James Willis.
Boy, aren't I excited tonight, James Willis. How are you?
Hey, Steve. How are you going?
I'm very happy. Biggest deal ever in Australian football history. $1.3 million a year for 7 years for Dustin Martin, who remains a Tiger, has decided to turn down more money to go and play for a lesser club. Good on him.
Yeah, extraordinary. It's over 7 years, and he turned down $1.5 million to go to North Melbourne, who came second last this year, and as we said last night, are a team that's in a lot of trouble in terms of members, in terms of crowds, in terms of results. But Richmond, well, I mean, they've had a fantastic year, and Dustin Martin will win the player of the season by some way. He's the best player in the game at the moment. Worth every cent, I would have thought, of that $1.3 million.
Yeah, look, I said it's the biggest deal ever. It's not actually. Buddy's is bigger because Buddy got 10 years at one a year, didn't he?
That's, well, a little bit. I think it was, no, it's 9 years at $10 million.
Mm.
So 9 years, $10 million, which would be pretty big. But, I mean, this from Martin is probably, well, it'd be around about the same. It's hard to know the exact figure, but all the talk is it's $1.3 million. The deal with North would have been $1.5, but he's staying at Richmond.
And one of the things you've got to say when you look at the outcome from the Buddy Franklin scenario at the Swans, apart from that one hiccup where he had his mental health issues and had a couple of niggling injuries, he's come back stronger than ever, and he is one reason why the Sydney Swans are really on track to pick up another flag. I mean, kicked 10 goals last week. He's been great for that club.
Yeah, and look, Steve, you ask anyone at the Swans, Buddy Franklin has paid for himself already in terms of the increase in membership, the gate takings. If you ever go to a Swans game now, there's just this sense of anticipation when the ball is kicked anywhere towards Lance Franklin that he's going to do something special. It really is a highlight. I'm going to go, not this weekend, obviously, Steve, but next weekend to the SCG, and one of the things I love most is just that sense of anticipation when the ball heads towards Lance Franklin, because they know he'll do something special.
Good luck getting in. Now, speaking of getting in, we'll get onto the NRL in a moment. Winks, 19 straight, Chelmsford at Randwick on the weekend, wearing the earmuffs. Any danger?
I don't think so, Steve. I think if she's at her best, keep in mind the last start when we ran 2 weeks ago, she missed the jump by 4 lengths and was dead last on the turn, only to rein the rest of the field in. Look, there's 12 runners, which is a size that she may not be used to, but she's $1.08. One punter's had a bet of $63,000 to win only $3,780. And this is the biggest Sydney spring on record. We're heading towards the $10 million Everest race in mid-October, but there's a stack of big races before. I think she'll win easily for 19 wins in a row, and then she'll run in a couple of weeks in the George Main Stakes, which is now called the Colgate Optic White Stakes, and then she heads towards her third consecutive Cox Plate. I should say as well, well done to the Australian Turf Club and Racing New South Wales, because a price for Randwick this weekend, a ticket will cost you $15 to get in. Pretty good value for money for a day's action.
Is it ever? It's one of the great things. I said it last time we talked about Winks. It's one of the great things. You've got to say that you were at one of those, 19 tomorrow, hopefully, however many in a row it's going to be, who would know. Just on that, I mean, we don't know what the preparations are after this, but set for another Cox Plate, right?
Yeah, that's the end goal this year for sure. And there's, look, it's an interesting one because you'd think a horse like this would have, well, the connections would have some interest in going overseas, maybe going to Ascot, to Asia possibly, and running against some of the world's best. But Chris Waller's made the point that you make an overseas trip like that, sometimes a horse doesn't come back as good as it was. So there's no reason for her to go overseas. She's beating fantastic horses, winning all our best races here. And you're right, she'll run a couple more times in Sydney and then head out towards the Cox Plate at Moonee Valley as part of the Melbourne Spring Carnival. And she wins that for a third consecutive time. She would equal the record held by Kingston Town.
Last round of the NRL coming up, of course, on the weekend. Immediately my eyes go to the Sea Eagles Panthers, 8th v 6 at Brookvale. What other game takes your fancy?
Well, that's crucial for a couple of reasons, because the loser could well find themselves outside the top 8 at the end of the weekend. The winner will be safe, And the other reason I like that game, Steve, is at Manly at Brookvale Oval, 5:30 Saturday. If you're a Seagulls fan, get out there, because they will farewell three of their retiring favourite sons who haven't played this season in Matt Ballin, Brett Stewart and Steve Maddie, three of the greats of the Manly Seagulls club in the modern era. So they'll be farewelled. Get there on Saturday and support. The other crucial game with a top eight in mind is the Dragons against Canterbury. Now, the Dragons win that and they're pretty much in the eight. Results will go their way. And in the Manly and Penrith game, there has to be a loser there, you would think, unless there's a miraculous draw. And so the Dragons beat Canterbury on Sunday. By the end of the weekend, they'll most probably find themselves in the top eight. So that's exciting. And then, of course, one round left, Melbourne far too in front. I still think they are the team to beat by some way. They've been so good this year. They play Canberra at home, but they've wrapped up the minor premiership for 2 weeks now.
Just let's hope that the NRL never makes the mistake that the AFL's made about having a bye in the last round. I think it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, and they seem to like it, but I think it's a free kick to the other codes. Hey, Steve, just before we go, I just wanted to offer my condolences to the family of the journalist Mike Cockerell, one of the all-time soccer greats, and sad news, before the Socceroos game tonight, it was announced that he passed away at the age of 56 after a battle with cancer. So thoughts to one of the fantastic journalists in Mike Cockerell, who sadly passed away today.
Yeah, we're losing too many of these people. Les Murray, then, of course, we had Drew Morfitt last weekend, and it's just shocking. I mean, these guys were just such household names. I mean, Mike Cockerell was writing about soccer again when no one wanted to read about it, and he was just dogged and kept doing it.
Yeah, one of the great writers. I thoroughly enjoyed reading all of his stuff and thoughts to your family. The age of 56 after a battle with cancer, very, very sad. Thoughts with everyone involved there.
Have a bumper weekend of sport, James. We'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Steve. Cheers.
James Willis.